This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about family movies, Iceland, the soundtrack of our lives. And Elizabeth, I want to point out that I'm wearing the ketchup t-shirt that you gave me because I love the magic of ketchup. It's looking a little tired because I wear it so much, but I love it.
Good. That means you're spending out. You're not saving it.
It took me a while to flip over from wearing it not enough to wearing it too much, which is my two states of clothing wearing. So that's something making me happier. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that. What's something that's making you happier, Elizabeth?
Okay, Gretch, what is making me happier this week is that Adam and I showed Jack Godfather 1 and Godfather 2, which was, you know, a many-hour commitment over a period of days, and he loved both movies.
Oh, yeah. So why did you decide to do it?
You know, I don't know. Adam decided it's time for him to see The Godfather. Mm-hmm. I think maybe Jack was interested in the mafia or something. Mm. And we sat down and, you know, we said, look, these are two of the best movies in American cinema history.
Right.
And we didn't know if he would like them or find them boring because, you know, both movies are extremely long.
And they're complex. You know?
Very complex. Yeah. Yes. And even for those of us who've seen them numerous times, like you forget all the characters and who's doing what. So we did stop and discuss quite often what was going on, but he was absolutely rapt watching the movies.
Oh.
And it was just so fun because there's something that both Adam and I love so much.
Right.
I feel like it's kind of a rite of passage to watch The Godfather.
Yeah.
You know, it's like now I'm entering more of a young adulthood and leaving childhood. And so it just was a cool experience to have with him.
Well, and it must have been exciting that he liked it, because you want your children to like the things that you like and it, you know, and have the fun of sharing it, but they don't always feel that way.
Yes, no, exactly. So often, you know, Mary Poppins, he couldn't have been less interested, you know,
right.
But The Godfather, he loved. And then the fun thing, Gretchen, is I said, well, do you want me to get you the book? Because this movie is based on a huge best-selling novel.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I do want to read it. So I got him The Godfather, and he's reading it, and he really likes it. So it's sort of like, oh, maybe he'll enjoy more sophisticated, sort of older things than he does younger things. It's, it's, you know, when you're in that in-between place, it's just interesting to see him blossom in that way.
Right. Oh, that's so fun.
It was super fun. Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, now you have to think of what the next movie night is going to be.
I know. Well, you'll appreciate this because I was talking to him about another book he might like, and we landed on book one of Game of Thrones. So that's
Whoa.
Next up. I know okay. you are a huge fan of the books.
So, I was. Yes.
Jack wants to read Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's good.
So I will keep you posted.
Okay.
Now, what is making you happier, Gretch?
Yeah, I went to Iceland. You know, I was on the faculty of the Iceland Writers Retreat, which I highly recommend to anybody who wants sort of an intense writerly experience like that. And it was so fun, partly because, you know, because of the sameness, particularly of what we've gone through.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to visit Iceland. It's a very different landscape. So it really felt very different. I was around all these people, none of whom did I know any? I don't think I knew any of them before. So that was sort of exciting. But I did something really fun. So we were right in the heart of Reykjavik. And I would spend a lot of time just walking around and just looking at all the sights. And I just like looking in store windows and walking by people's houses and schools and all that.
Yeah.
So what I did is I took pictures of some of the addresses, you know, because they're like these Icelandic words. And then when I got home or, you know, back to the hotel, I looked them up because, you know, this is the thing that I did with grandma and grandpa's house. I looked them up and I saw all these pictures of the inside of their house because of real estate listings. And I was able to do that in Iceland.
You got the cultural sense of what it looked like.
Yeah. It was like, what do the inside of people's apartments look like? And so it was just really fun. I thought that was like a new way to get like an inside look of these buildings. So it was just really fun. I just loved the adventure of it. It was wonderful.
Now, were you cold, Gretchen? Because I think of Iceland as being very cold and I feel like you're always cold.
Well, I was very dressed for it. I did have everything that I needed, but it wasn't as cold as it sometimes is. We actually had fantastic weather, so that added to it a lot.
Oh, good.
Because we were like looking at waterfalls and geysers and all this, and people kept saying, it's so clear, there's no wind. So probably I don't even know how lucky I was. You know, weather is something that until you've had the bad weather, you don't appreciate the good weather, really. But it was super fun.
And then, Gretchen, I have to ask, did you go? Yes, because it's famous for the lagoon. Did you go to the famous lagoon?
The Blue Lagoon, which is very famous, was under construction. So I went to the Sky Lagoon, which was fantastic, and I highly recommend it. So I did do that.
And does it have that misty look that I always see in pictures?
No, it looks beautiful. And you know, one of the things that's nice about that misty look it's very beautiful. But one of the things I also realized is like, it gives you more of a sense of privacy because there's a lot of people in there with you. And so it sort of adds to it. Like you don't feel so much like you're in a crowded public pool because you can't see that many people
like
around
Vegas.
You. No. Yeah. So it gave it a much more, I mean, you could see that there were people there,
right?
But it changed the nature of the experience. I think that it felt more kind of dreamy and less just like, here we all are swimming around.
Gretch, what I was thinking too about your trip is I always enjoy going a place when I have a purpose. So it's like more enjoyable when I'm not just there, but I'm there, you know, like I like going places to shoot. So by going and being part of the faculty of this retreat, it was like you had things to do, but then you had your own time and you had purpose.
No, you know, I didn't think of that, but now that you say that, that 100% rings true for me. Like I love school. I love classes. You know, like I like that structure. And yes, I think it kind of connected me to the place in a way that otherwise you're just a tourist, which is wonderful to be a tourist.
Right.
But it's different to be sort of engaging with it in a different way. So I think you're 100%. I think that is I hadn't realized it, but now that you say it, I think that's a big reason for why I enjoyed it so much is that really fits with like my psychology of engaging with a place is that I had a purpose and it was sort of like lessons, which I like that setup.
You love lessons.
I do. I like a notebook and a pencil, you know?
Well, I'm glad you got to go because I know it's been delayed for about 2 years now.
I mean, we were all saying nobody believed that this was actually going to happen until you were like packing the night before.
That's great. Okay, Gretchen, coming up, I have a lesson about happiness from the Real Housewives. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
So, Lizzie, you're always talking about how much we can learn from the Real Housewives. So yes. What lesson have you been pondering lately?
Okay, Gretch, so you know I always watch The Real Housewives, every franchise.
Yeah.
But I also listen to a lot of podcasts that they're on.
So How do you have time to have a job, Elizabeth?
It's an obsession. I don't know. I listen. It's insane. I'll listen to like three different recap episodes of the same Housewife episode. Like, I just enjoy it.
It's just inexhaustible.
Yes, I enjoy it. But one thing that I have been noticing lately, listening to them talk sort of when they're not on the show and also on the show, because they do the whole season and then they have a reunion, which is often three parts, is that they argue a lot. I mean, that's one of the hallmarks of the show.
Right.
But then they make up. They're able to put their differences aside and move forward. I mean, that's kind of what the whole show is them arguing and then making up. But I appreciate the sort of lesson of, hey, argue, especially like if you're arguing at work or you're arguing about, you know, some intellectual issue at school, have your argument and then put it aside and move on.
Right. Fight right.
And I think like housewives are really good at doing that.
And do you feel like it's authentic? Do you feel like it's really happening? Or do you feel like it's all like they're told to fight and then they have to make up? Or do you think they really are working through it in a way?
I think it's a combo because you're talking now about many shows, many women you know, 15 years.
Yeah.
So there's no one answer to that. But I do think, and look, some of them are family members.
Yeah,
so you have real relationships here. So I think it's a combination. And those are the ones I, you know, gravitate to more, obviously, is the ones who have the more authentic, real relationships.
And is there any kind of lesson that we can use in our own lives? Like, do they say something like, let's agree to disagree, or they hug it out, or they probably do everything?
They do hug it out. Their big line is, I want to move forward. Can we move forward?
Well, that's a good line. That's a very helpful line, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to move forward with you.
Right.
And they also, this is interesting, have certain topics that are completely off limits. So you can't trash someone's child.
Oh.
You can't say something that could threaten their business.
Mm.
So they sort of keep it in a realm that isn't going to do much damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does Do they cross that line sometimes? Yes.
Right.
You know, of course.
Right.
But I don't know. I just enjoy how they can stir up the drama and then move past it. Because I do know that holding a grudge is not a good thing.
Right. Right. Well, listen, you know, talking about lessons for business and life that you can get from TV, I often think about a scene that I saw from The Wire, which, and I haven't seen it in a long time, so I may not be remembering it correctly. But Elizabeth, just as you were appalled by the fact that I had never seen Mad Men, the fact that you have not seen The Wire is just like,
I know,
blows my mind.
I need to watch it.
When you're done with season two, you will love it. I mean, Jamie's watched the whole thing three times.
I know.
It's so good. Anyway, I so envy you watching it. I'll watch it with you. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
So it's amazing. But anyway, there's the Barksdale organization, which, you know, they sell drugs. The head of it is Avon Barksdale, and his number two is Stringer Bell. And they're both these like super compelling characters. But there's this scene where, so they have this strip club and they're sitting there. And so there was just like a drug deal that went wrong and a policeman got shot, something like that. Something that made it much more serious. Mm. And he's like, look, those guys shouldn't have done that. They were really out of line. And then Stringer Bell is like, hey, that's on me. They came to me and they asked if it would be okay. And I gave my permission. So like, I'm responsible. And Avon Barksdale is like, well, that was a big mistake. And now we've got a lot of trouble. And he's like, I will never do it again. And there's like, I'm glad we worked it out. I mean, I was like, this should be like a business school thing. Cause I'm like, if we could all just sort of like have these exchanges where it's like people
take responsibility.
Yes. And then moving on and like lessons learned and like, okay, you know, I can't wait, Elizabeth. I'm just going to badger you relentlessly.
Okay.
Worse than you badgered me for Mad Men.
I'm impressed that we could bring together The Wire and The Real Housewives in the same segment.
Absolutely. There's so many lessons to learn.
Gretch, speaking of learning from TV, what's another tool we can learn from? Do you have a spotlight on a tool for us this week?
Yes. So I'm going to spotlight my own newsletters. Okay. So prepare yourself for a little self-promotion. So I have these newsletters and all of which I work on very hard and all of which I really try to make useful. One is my 5 things making me happier. And that's where I talk about 5 things making me happier. So that's a great newsletter if you just every Friday want to have a little lift and could be an interesting article, could be a great video. I have so much fun collecting these. And, you know, I write a little intro and it's got links and all sorts of bits and bobs in pictures. So that's fun. One thing I really love is my moment of happiness, which is
yes.
Every day I put a quotation, which I love quotations. And Elizabeth, as you can attest, I've been collecting quotations since I was like 8 years old.
Absolutely. And yes.
It is such a joy to me to finally be able to put these out into the world.
Yeah. It's funny, Gretchen, because people who don't talk to you all the time don't know that whenever one is talking to you on the phone, you are very quick to be like, oh, that reminds me of a quote from Winston Churchill.
Yes.
I got to look it up. Oh, that reminds me of Lauren Cohen something. Yes. One sec. I'm going to find it.
No, and I often will be like, we have to pause the conversation so that I can search through my giant documents, which I'm sure is kind of annoying. But once I've got it in my mind, I'm like, I can't move forward.
Yeah.
But so these are really fun. And so, and I think a lot of people sort of like to start their day with sort of like a moment of transcendent or sort of a deep thoughts. I mean, I don't want to, anyway, so I have a fun time doing that. And you can get the show notes. Of course, we put the show notes out for people who like to get those by email, and we work hard to make the show notes cool and interesting. And then I have a relatively new newsletter, which is Tips for Happiness and Good Habits. So that's more like tips.
Action people items.
Things like that, because people love that. So if something sounds appealing to you, you can go to happiercast.com/preferences and pick all of them, one of them, as many as you want. They're all free. Elizabeth, it reminds me of, you know, in complimentary May, we were talking about how we think about what we focus on and we can kind of shape our experience by what we turn our attention to. So these newsletters are a way to help focus on the happy side.
Something nice in your inbox.
Something nice in your inbox.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, we've got quality screen time, one of our favorite segments. But first, a little break.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. You know, Elizabeth, it's important to me to be a treasure house of happy memories, but sometimes it's hard to frame something that you want to keep. Like, I have had pieces of children's art that I really wanted to frame, but it's kind of unconventionally sized and it's hard to do. But FrameBridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com, or you can visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. FrameBridge custom frames your pieces in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free.
Gretchen, I realized I didn't have a recent framed photo of you and me and mom and dad, and I really wanted one. So when we were in Kansas City and took a great picture, I uploaded it, sent it to FrameBridge, and now I have a beautiful framed photo of us. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com. So, Gretchen, you have discovered something. This is not a TV show or a movie, but it is something that you find on your screen. So what is your quality screen time?
Yes, because, you know, I'm doing all this research for my book on the five senses. Listeners and readers they're like, the world is my research assistant, and they send me all these great links to things related to the five senses. And someone sent me a link to The Nostalgia Machine, which, if you want to bring it up on your screen, is thenostalgiamachine.com. And you enter a year, and it gives you a list in this grid with images of top songs from that year that you can listen to. And it's very easy to click. A lot of them have, like, there are music videos with them and stuff. And it is just so much fun is to pick, you know, pick the year you graduated from high school, the year you graduated from college, or just some random year. And, you know, you could just listen. And it is so fun.
Yeah, I looked up the year of my birth and then also the year I graduated high school. And of course, both of them had like amazing songs.
Yes.
I had some Janis Joplin the year I was born.
Yeah.
Donny Osmond.
Oh, there you go.
Quite a range. And then it was funny, Gretch, because the year I graduated high school was like everything from Milli Vanilli to Bette Midler. So, to Poison.
I mean, it's
quite a range.
Yeah, it is nostalgia. I mean, it brings back so many memories, and it's just such an easy way to rifle through the junk drawer of your mind.
Yeah. And you know what would be really fun for us to do, like with mom and dad, is do this like the year they graduated high school or college. Oh. And then, because we don't know, you know, we know the music from our past.
Yes.
But it would be fun to see what was big when they were young. We could do that with them. It'd be really fun.
But we should do that the next time we're together. That would be super, super fun. And now, speaking of quotations, because I do love quotations, and so I found a way to insert more quotations. And what, Elizabeth, what I love about More Happier is I can do long quotations, because in the moment of happiness, I keep them very short. They're like one or two sentences, and that's very frustrating to me. So here is a beautiful passage from a book that I love, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood by Trevor Noah. He writes, "We tell people to follow their dreams, but you can only dream of what you can imagine. And depending on where you come from, your imagination can be quite limited. Growing up in Soweto, our dream was to put another room on our house. Maybe have a driveway. Maybe, someday, a cast iron gate at the end of the driveway. Because that is all we knew. But the highest rung of what's possible is far beyond the world you can see. My mother showed me what was possible. The thing that always amazed me about her life was that no one showed her. No one chose her. She did it on her own. She found her way through sheer force of will."
I love that book.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier, Gretchen. Thanks, Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Gretchen, I love that you accidentally sent me the note from Barnaby's dog walker today.
Yes. Yeah, you got a little insight into the life of Barnaby.
Well, it seems like a very fun life. He has very cute friends.
Yeah, good. From the Onward Project.